celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Fear. It's relentless. Millions longing for hope and joy. Dr. Rod Parsley's ministry success has produced a winning book, The Final Demise of Fear, answers the provocative question, was Jesus ever afraid? Discover how Jesus' final moments in tearful prayer led to your personal peace and fear's failure. If you're ready to finally overcome and cross over to victory, then The Final Demise of Fear is the book for you. Call or visit rodparsley.com and request The Final Demise of Fear. There's absolutely no cost or obligation.
There's the shedding of blood for covenant. My salvation is secure in Him. He and His Father made covenant for me. Psalm 25, verse 1. Are you ready? Oh Lord, do I lift up my soul. Now what that brings us, blessing number one, access. The price of access, the cross of Jesus Christ, that people, human persons, could come into the presence of a holy, almighty, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God is staggering. The intellect just staggers. The mind wonders that we could approach the Most High God. I trust in you. Verse 2, oh my God, I trust in you. I love this part. May I not be ashamed. So number 2, personal God. Very, very first 3 words of that verse tell us He is a personal God. Oh my God, Jehovah Eli, my God, not my aunts, uncles, not your God, not the person beside me, in front of me, or behind me. He is my God. Amen. Number 3, blessing, deliverance. Whew. We're going to hit this one tonight. From the curse of shame. Number 4, victory over our enemies. Verse number 3, yes, let none who wait on you be ashamed. There it is again. The double annunciation of God. He's saying it twice. Let them be ashamed who transgress without cause. Shame upon those who are treacherous without a cause. Now underline that, without a cause. Those that are treacherous without a cause. Here we go. Make me, verse 4, make me know your ways. Teach me your paths. That's blessing number 6. It's the teaching ministry of the Holy Ghost. Verse number 5, lead me in your truth and teach me. There it is again. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Number 7, revelation of truth. That's the blessing, revelation of truth. Number 8, salvation is in that verse as well. Verse number 6, remember your mercies, O Lord, and your loving kindness, for they are from old. Blessing number 9, mercy. Verse number 7, do not remember, I want to shout, do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your loving kindness, remember me on account of your goodness, O Lord. Blessing number 10, forgiveness of sin and transgression. Number 8, verse number 8, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, He will teach sinners in the way. Number 11, goodness. Blessing number 11. Verse number 9, the meek will guide in judgment, and the meek He will teach His ways. Ooh, I love this one. Number 12, guidance. He will guide you. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. That means he puts in an order and you fulfill it. Here we go. Verse number 10. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. What's that? Number 13, blessing. 13, that's covenant. Whew. Covenant. We could teach a year on the blood covenant. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Remember now, you cut covenant. Yes, you cut covenant. There's the shedding of blood for covenant. And God, we have in our mind, God cut a covenant with us. He actually cut it with his son. That's the covenant you enter into, a covenant that is unbreakable, undeniable. Can't do away with it. Cannot be undone. Cannot be dismantled. My salvation is secure in him. He and his father made covenant for me, and I can enter into it. For your name's sake, O Lord, verse 11, O pardon my iniquity. Woo! You didn't catch it, did you? He said, for your name's sake. For your name's sake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mephibosheth could teach you about that. For your name's sake. The word is so real to me. It's so alive. Number 14, God's name. You have God's name. All of them. All of them. Mainly that one you can't even pronounce. Yahweh. Blessed be his name forever. Jehovah. Yeshua. Pardon from iniquity. That's a blessing. Verse number 12. Who is he? Who is the man who? Thank you. Who fears the Lord? He will teach. That's the third time he's told you he'll teach you. Will teach him in the way he should choose. Blessing number 15, blessed with the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Phronesis, Sunesis, Sophia, there they are. Number 15, blessed with the fear of the Lord. Verse 13, he will dwell at ease and his descendants, listen to this, Ashton, his descendants will inherit the land. I showed you some land yesterday. I said, that belongs to you and your brother. What can I do with it? Whatever the Lord deals with you about. Blessing number 16, prosperity. And number 17, your seed will inherit the earth. I'm not concerned that the message of Pentecost will die with me. My seed will inherit the earth. If Jesus tarries his coming, I full well expect three generations from now, somebody up here screaming and shouting about salvation by the blood of Christ, about the baptism in the Holy Spirit, about the power of Pentecost. Woo! That's legacy. That's my inheritance. And I'm having a great time because Oral Roberts, I shared with him once, I said, Dr. Roberts, you are such a blessed man. You get to see the fruit of your labor. And so when I see these young people, when I see Sterano up there exhorting, yeah, when I see David in there talking to those pastors on the phone, when I see Robert just step up on that platform like it belongs to it, when I see Malia in there on that typewriter being a blessing to God's kingdom, why, I even enjoy little Theo, bless his heart. We just love him. The counsel of verse 14, the counsel of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will make his covenant known to them. Blessing number 18, revelation of the secrets of the Lord. They're hidden in there, you know. Blessing number 19, you can live free from distraction. Where is it? Here is, here you go. You can live free from distractions. I was talking with my family, and I said, this is the number one time waster on earth today. One of them said, you know what? The other day, I just opened that up, and before I knew it, I looked up, and 2 hours were gone. It's made that way. It's devised that way. It even has rhythm, flashing rhythm that you don't even realize is going on, that's pulsating in your eyes. Be careful. Let's live free from distraction. That's why then you sit down with the Word and you read two verses and you're yawning. There are no strobing lights. It's good, isn't it? It's practical, but it's good. Amen. All right. Distracted. Number 20, freedom from bondage. I like to say it this way. If there's something you can't do without other than Jesus, I'd question whether you need it. If you can't live without it other than Jesus, other than Jesus, fast more. Fast it. I tell young couples all the time, they have to sit together in church. They have to walk across campus together. They have to sit in their car outside the dormitories together. Good idea. Fast your relationship for 30 days. You can't even go there because you don't understand. You're distracted, and it's becoming bondage. Don't be, and spouses, don't be needy. I couldn't live with a needy woman. I've got things to do for God. I've got to pray. I've got to travel. I've got to preach. My wife never one time in any way hindered me from doing anything God had me to do. Blessing number 21, divine presence. Woo-hoo. When you're alone and suddenly you're not alone anymore. Ooh, Jesus. When you're driving down the road and you have to pull over to the side. When you wake up at 3 a.m., tell your body it's not hungry at 3 a.m. Stop going to the refrigerator at 3 a.m. I've discovered from many, many, many discussions with many, many great men and women of God, 3 in the morning is a time where the presence of God for some reason draws very, very near. If you're awakened at 3 o'clock, God's wanting to talk to you. Amen. Verse number 17, the troubles of my heart are enlarged. Whew. Your heart ever get enlarged with troubles? Mm-hmm. Bring me out. Look where David always looks. He's not ashamed to say that he's in trouble. He's crying out to God. And this was meant to be sung in the congregation of Israel, where they're confessing before each other and before God. Then he says, bring me out of distress. Blessing number 22, divine, get ready to shout, reversal. Divine reversal. God's about to turn it around. Turn it upside down and right side up. Yes, he is. Verse 18, look on my pain and misery and forgive all my sins. I'm just seeing this right now. Look on all my pain and my sins. He's asking God, look at it. And he says, forgive all my sins. It's the beginning of that verse again. Look on my pain and my misery. There's no complaint. He's not complaining. He's not telling God how bad it is. He's not blaming God. He's not laying it to God's charge. But immediately, forgive my sins. Right back to himself. Forgive my sins. Because if my sins are forgiven, and I know it, and I've got your divine presence, I'm going to be all right with the pain. I can make it if I know you're with me. Number 23, deliverance from pain and affliction. Blessing number 23. Verse 19, consider my enemies, for they are a bunch. And they don't just not enjoy me, they hate me. Hate has action. Hate takes action. With, watch, violent hatred. Verse 20, watch over my life and deliver me. Let me not suffer shame, for I seek refuge in you. Verses 19 and 20. And I just extrapolated from that one blessing. Preservation. Verse 21. Truth and integrity will preserve me while I wait for you. Verse 22, redeem Israel, O Lord God. Redeem, purchase them back by paying the sacrificial price. Redeem them. Return them to the original state of affairs. Redeem them out of all their troubles. Number 25, redemption.
Well, I really believe that today's heavily anointed teaching from my midweek spiritual formation class on the 25 blessings of Psalm 25 has helped to focus your faith, to become a laser, centered, sharp, on a day that will not happen again in your lifetime or mine. Circle the date. July 25th, 2025, 7-25-25. You know, 7 is God's number of absolute perfection. And when a word or a number is repeated in the 1,166 pages of God's word, it represents greatness, an application of power. And I felt stirringly in my spirit to call your attention to this date, 7-25-25, and allow it to be your point of agreement with me for you to receive all 25 blessings of Psalm 25 to be released into your life in a double application of God's own mighty power. On that prophetic day, we're going to believe together, you and me, that every evil attack arrayed against you will fail in its assignment, obliterated, annihilated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, Psalm 25's anointed words brought forth out of our hearts on 7/25/25. They're words of triumph, and they will remind us that God is focused on blessing you. He loves you. And that's the spark that's fanning the flames of revival all across America, in its youth, in its young adults, in everybody, in record numbers. In 2025, this is the revival that I've prayed for 50 years. In fact, with the help of God's blessed Holy Spirit, this worldwide soul-winning ministry has been strategically positioned at the epicenter of this end-time revival. I believe you're ready for 7/25/25, a strategic inflection point where a choice must be made. That means the choice you make right now for 7/25/25 to release all 25 blessings of Psalm 25 can change your current circumstance. Now, let me urge you right now, in the middle of the summer, in the prophetic year 2025, to make the choice and take a step of faith right now by sowing your very best Psalm 25 seed. Let's agree for your breakthrough. Now, the Bible instructs us to always sow in faith. It's God's divine order, you see. The principle of sowing and reaping, seed time and harvest. Now listen, I'm not going to even suggest an amount for you to sow, but I do know God will be so pleased when you simply obey the leading of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Take a step of faith. Sow your very best Psalm 25 seed and get it to me by 7/25/25. King Jesus has laid up these 25 blessings in store just for you. And I'm in agreement with you that your seed will increase in 2025, the year of double grace, double favor, 7/25/25. That date will not occur again in your lifetime or mine. So be strong now, strong in your faith. Go beyond where you are. Seize this God-given opportunity that's being placed before you today. So call right now. There's no time to waste. Sow your Psalm 25 seed faith gift. You can also scan the QR code. That'll take you directly to rodparsley.com. 7/25/25 is your open door of access and acceleration for every good thing God has prepared just for you.
The 25 distinct blessings in King David's confident Psalm 25 prayer are yours in a double portion as we approach this once-in-a-lifetime date. July 25th, 7/25/25 is your appointment for a divine turnaround, because we serve a personal God, one who can be known and who knows us.
I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I not only know my God, He knows me.
This is your season of breakthrough, where every one of the 25 blessings of Psalm 25 will be amplified because of the double enunciation of God on 7/25/25. Sow your seed faith gift as the Holy Spirit leads you. Prayerfully consider a multiple of 25 to reinforce this divine connection with 2025 and Psalm 25. Allow us to encourage your faith with these powerful ministry gifts. Receive the new 3-part video series, The 25 Blessings of Psalm 25, as Dr. Parsley takes you step by step to victory. We'll also include a beautiful frame-ready print of Psalm 25 with the complete and comprehensive list of all 25 blessings. Please include your prayer requests and respond before 7/25/25. Call now, use the QR code, or rush your letter in the mail. Sow in faith and believe you will receive God's richest Psalm 25 blessings.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education.
Why wait? Start your journey to be a world changer on a campus where fun meets purpose. With new scholarships just added and federal financial aid for qualifying students, it's never been easier to become the world changer God has called you to be. Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
Well, Valor Christian College is truly the school of revival because it's the school of the Spirit. Listen, we've enjoyed a track record of unsurpassed academic excellence centered around the power and the purpose of Pentecost for more than 30 years now. And this fall is promising to be our greatest year ever. We've added some of the most renowned faculty available anywhere in the world. And there's still time for you to begin your enrollment process. The fall semester kicks off next month here on our great campus and online. You can begin your advancement as a world changer, working toward either your fully accredited associates or fully accredited 4-year bachelor's degree. Just scan the QR code, visit the website, or call. Valor's social media is where you can experience the fire and anointing of the Holy Spirit on Thursdays for Valor Chapel. It's just one of the 18 social media sites powered by this worldwide ministry. You really are missing out if you don't like, subscribe, follow on YouTube, Facebook, Threads, X, and Instagram. All the links you can find right there at rodparsley.com. I'll see you next time on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This worldwide broadcast is made possible by Revival Covenant Partners. Your faithful monthly support helps take this message of personal renewal and national revival to the world. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.